TJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, it's called the Chromebook Challenge on TikTok, in which students stick a piece of a metal-like paperclip into the USB port in order to cause sparks and possibly set it on fire. And now a 15-year-old Belleville boy is facing charges for causing the Chromebook to smolder, causing a fire hazard. Police say the fire department responded to Belleville High School Thursday morning for reports of a fire. The school had to be evacuated, and then they found a charred Chromebook outside the school near one of the classrooms. An investigation revealed that a student purposely set the computer on fire as part of the social media challenge. That teen's been charged with third-degree arson and criminal mischief. A duo of state Republican lawmakers on a select committee on rising energy costs want a more balanced legislative hearing on the matter.
In a letter to the Democratic co-chairs of the energy hearings, state senators Michael Testa and Anthony Bucco argue there was no, quote, robust and balanced dialogue. They contend the Democratic majority's testifying witnesses were handpicked to suit their, quote, predetermined narrative and shift any blame on energy issues from Governor Murphy's policies. They're requesting a new hearing where they will have input into witness selection. Danny DiCorsenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Lakewood couple has been charged in the beating death of their three-month-old daughter. Police responding to a 911 call Monday night that the infant was having trouble breathing. She was rushed to the hospital where she died the next day. The Ocean County Medical Examiner ruling the death a homicide, saying the infant died of blunt force trauma to the head, which caused fractures and internal bleeding. The baby's parents, 36-year-old Ruben Santiago and 28-year-old Caitlin Gibson, are being held in the Ocean County Jail. Since U.S. Secretary Robert F. Kennedy's pledge last month for a massive testing and research effort, Autism New Jersey has been hearing from lots of families trying to process what that could mean for them.
It's just these very broad ideas at this point, which is understandable, but when so much is at stake, people are concerned. You know, they've been calling our helpline for the last few weeks.
Autism NJ Executive Director Suzanne Buchanan says that helpline is 800-4-AUTISM. New Jersey continues to have one of the nation's highest rates of autism, one in 29 children. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Overall, it's been an unsettled week of weather, and we're closing things out with one more batch of steady to heavy rain this morning. Not an all-day thing, though. It's going to break apart to just scattered showers midday into this afternoon. So still damp and dreary, cloudy, cooler. Highs today range from the mid-50s to the north, mid-60s to the south. We'll really dry out tonight with some breaks in the clouds and chilly low temperatures in the upper 40s. Tomorrow looks good. Clouds give way to sun with a refreshing breeze. Highs around 70, sunny, and 70s for Mother's Day Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. It may not be summer just yet, but the fun has started at Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven. The arcade and park pizza open every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Outdoor rides and games open every Saturday and Sunday. Visit FantasyIslandLBI.com.
Right now, Parsippany, 55 degrees. It's 57 in South Plainfield, Manahawkin, 59. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.